93.5 Triple M, you're supposed to wake up with Jody and Matho. Jody, I love our zoo. I really do.
It's a really great zoo. I went a couple of weeks ago and I had an absolute blast.
Of course, and it's always a pleasant surprise when you go out there. I just love it. I really do. And we're very lucky because we're joined by Grace, a zookeeper out at Taronga Western Plains Zoo. How are you this morning, Grace?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, no complaints. You've got probably the second best job in the world, or maybe the best. We've got the best.
We have the best, so you have the second best.
I think we just talk for a living.
I'm willing to argue with you guys on that one, for sure.
That's fair enough. You get to talk to the animals. But you get to talk to a very special species, the rhinos. Tell us about our scope of rhinos we have in Dubbo.
Well, in Dubbo, we're actually super lucky. We're the only zoo in Australia where you can actually see 3 of the 5 species of rhino.
Oh.
So not many people know that there are actually 5 species on the planet. And yeah, we actually have 3 of them here, so it's a pretty special place to come visit.
Well, I'm finding out for the first time that we have 5.
Yeah.
So what do we have and what are we missing?
So we've got on the planet, we've got the greater one-horned rhino, which is in India and Nepal, the black and the white rhinos, which are your African species. And then you've got your Javan and Sumatran rhinos, which are your other 2 Asian species. And here at the zoo, we have greater one-horned, black and white rhinos. So we're pretty lucky to have
That's
those
amazing.
3.
Wow.
What's holding us back from getting them all? I just thought they'd be like a Pokemon, like a collection.
It's actually a numbers thing, which I'm sure we'll get into a bit later. But the Javan and Sumatran are both critically endangered, both with less than 80 left on the planet.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's that's rough as. And, of course, we're talking about rhinos ahead of the school holidays. The kids are going to be there. And they love all the animals, especially the rhinos. But we've got World Rhino Day coming up, and you're talking about endangered rhinos. What's their status at the moment?
So depending on the rhino species, they're all a little bit of a different status, but all of them are at least threatened. So you've got your critically endangered black rhinos, Javan and Sumatran. You've got your vulnerable greater one horns and your threatened white rhinos. Most of them, unfortunately, are population decreasing, but our greater one horns are a bit of a success story and they're actually population increasing at the moment, which is great.
That is great. I was at the zoo, like I said before, a couple of weeks ago, and I saw it was the cutest little rhino, one of the babies. He was, what we were kind of interpreting what he said, he was trying to work out what the electric fence was because he was going up to it and then running away and then going up to it. It was so
trying
cute.
To figure out what it is.
Yeah. How many do you have there?
We're actually super lucky that we've got 2 really fresh calves at the moment. So we have beautiful Matobo black rhino on exhibit. And little Jabulani, who's our white rhino calf. So they're both actually around the same size at the moment, even though Jabulani will definitely outgrow Matobo, with white rhinos getting towards that 3,000 kilo mark eventually, whereas those black rhinos are just towards the 1,500.
Just a ton.
Yeah, just a couple of tons. But we do also have greater one-horned rhino calf, Hari, but yeah, he is a ton at the moment. So don't really count him as a calf unless you're a keeper because he still is a baby in our eyes.
Oh, it's like when you have a dog and they're like 2 or 3, but they're still a baby.
Still a puppy.
Yeah, still a puppy. Yeah.
What are you doing for World Rhino Day for the zoo? I'm assuming that you're celebrating it in some way.
Yeah, so Rhino Day is coming up on the 22nd of September and it's just really an opportunity for us to talk a bit about conservation and about how special the species are. We've got a special enrichment and keeper talks at our black rhino, white rhino and our greater one-horned rhino on the day. So that'll be really cool to check that out. And then for the kids as well, we've got something called the Rhino Ranger Trail, which is like an activity sheet the kids can do as they head around the zoo.
Wonderful. And that's on the 22nd of September.
Yeah, that's correct. 22nd.
All right.
Mark
well,
the date.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we encourage you all to get out there, check out the rhinos and support the zoo. You know, they've got some baby ones there, so obviously they're doing something successful. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's fantastic. And they've got the enrichment things. And the keepers are obviously very knowledgeable like Grace. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Grace. And best of luck with the rhinos.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. And, yeah, hopefully everyone gets a little bit more information on these amazing animals. They're pretty cool.